102.9 KPLX, the soul of the Bay, has been the heart and soul in the Bay Area for over 30 years. This is Listen Up Bay Area with your host, Armon.
Good morning and welcome to Listen Up Bay Area. It's your host, Armon, and like every weekend, I got some very, very important information to give you from some very important guests. So joining me this morning is Dr. Shalitha R. Campbell, CEO and co-founder of Sisters Touch, and her right hand, her partner in crime, her run to her DMC, Jaleesa Y. Johnson, COO and co-founder of A Sister's Touch. How you doing, sisters?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. I am good. So I have to tell you, if you see these sisters, they are purpled out. Yes. Why is that? Tell me about the purple. What does the color purple represent in regards to A Sister's Touch?
Well, A Sister's Touch, that is our color scheme. Mm-hmm. And definitely purple is a royalty for the sisters, so that's one of the reasons we chose purple.
I heard that. Well, I definitely have some queens here with me inside the studio. So tell me about A Sister's Touch, Shalitha. Tell me about it.
A Sister's Touch, we are a 501c3. Mm-hmm. We are a newly incorporated nonprofit organization that was established in January of 2017. So our mission is to cultivate and celebrate Black excellence.
Wow.
Through the inspirations of African-American women. And we're doing that to uplift and elevate our community. And we're doing that and starting with the foundation of our young girls. So that is our mission.
Okay, great, great. And where are you out of? Where do you start out of?
We are in the Bay Area. Incorporated in Oakland, but we really, I mean, even though I was born and raised in Oakland, Jaleesa was born and raised in Hayward, our mission is to focus on the Bay Area community. So we don't want to be exclusive. We want to be inclusive.
That's right.
Rest assured, there are a lot of things that need to be addressed across the Bay Area.
Okay. All right. So Jaleesa, tell me about some of those things that need to be addressed in regards to the empowerment of young ladies.
Well, we definitely chose to focus on young ladies because we have a lot of young ladies out there who need guidance. And we also have a lot of sisters out there who are established in their careers, know where they're going. And we want to be the buffer between the sisters who are established and the young ladies to bring them together so young ladies can look at a sister who is established and say, how can I be what you are? How can I achieve where you've gone or where you've been?
Right.
And so we want our professional sisters to reach out and give back to our young sisters and let them know how much hard work did it take for you to get where you're at? What education do I need? How do I need to get on your pathway?
Right, right. So listen up, Bay Area. My name is Armon, and I have two beautiful sisters here with me that represent A Sister's Touch, a nonprofit organization established here in the Bay Area, Shalitha R. Campbell, Dr. Shalitha R. Campbell.
All right.
And Jaleesa Y. Johnson. That's right. Got to put some respect on that DR, right?
All right.
So what I want to know is, what does this mean to you as a Black woman, okay? The most educated women of the country, come to find out, statistically.
Statistically, correct.
What are you doing to make sure this is carried on? So is there any programs? I mean, tell me about your programs. Is there any programs that you have established already?
Well, we do, but first let me start here. I think that it's important to note that we are both parents.
Mm.
We are parents of a daughter and a son, both of us.
Wow.
So how this all started was making sure that our children was grounded and that they actually had good role models, tangible role models.
Okay.
I have a daughter that is now 13. She's about to be 14.
Wow.
And that kind of opens up your world as a parent to what's going on out there and what do I need to know to be able to make sure that she is protected.
Right.
And
right.
I know that there are some things that I went through as a child growing up, but this day and age is completely different.
It's completely different.
And the parenting has to be completely different
that's
in
right.
order to raise these babies. So that's kind of where our heart is that we want to be able to make sure that we have enough skills, that we have the talent and the tools to mm-hmm. be able to guide our babies, because they are our next generation.
That's right.
And if they are not solid, mm-hmm. then it's just going to make a difficult pathway for our communities as African-American right. women. So that's where our heart is.
Okay.
And we do have some programs. I'll let Jaleesa talk about the programs, but that's kind of where all of this kind of evolved. I think that when you evolve as a person and you take on additional responsibilities, and being a mother is one of the most difficult but the most rewarding responsibilities.
Yes.
And
yes.
it doesn't come with a toolkit, right? And so you want to try to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can open it up where we can share some of the tools that we've used and pearls that we've mm-hmm. used to make sure that we have a daughter that's going to be a queen, right?
That's
her middle name is Rain, and she was named, her father named her that, but her middle name is Rain, and we want mm-hmm. to make sure that she rises above
that's
all
right.
of this kind of negativity and things out there. So the same thing that I want for my daughter, I want for other young girls in the community, because they're all our daughters. We were raised in a community
right.
where it was the person across the street, the person the next
right.
door, you know, they look at you over their eyeglasses. You knew exactly to get right,
right.
back in pocket.
Yeah.
It wasn't just your mother. It was the
village.
Community. And
it
I think that
village.
We've lost.
It was the village, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that we've lost a little bit of that. So
absolutely.
We just kind of want to bring that
absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely. Great. So Jaleesa,
yes.
she just dropped the mic. So
I'm sorry.
How you going to follow
sorry.
That? Damn. How you going to follow that? Your turn.
Well, even before us being parents,
right.
Shalitha and I, we go back even further than that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We are sorority sisters, so we had a connection in the community already and doing community work.
Okay.
So that was kind of our launching board. And then we both are registered nurses also, so there will also mm-hmm. be a health component
wow.
within our programs. So we're working on that. And with that, we have a program that we're working on to try to get funded called A Sisters Always Prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And these are feminine hygiene kits for the young ladies. So when they do start on their menstrual cycle, they know
right.
how to be prepared. And it's a part
Absolutely.
Of growing up.
That's
so
right.
we
right.
need to prepare our sisters and let them know how to, you know, because you can feel awkward as a young lady.
That's
when
right.
that time comes, you need to know what to do. And
That's
you
right.
want to be there to support them.
Excellent. See, I'm feeling this because I have two daughters.
Oh,
six
yeah.
and 16.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
okay.
16 going on 30.
Okay.
yeah,
yeah. I feel you. But there's a lot of things I can't handle.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to put it on their mama.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
I don't know how to deal with the mm-hmm. feminine products.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hygiene.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's important.
You know, I don't, you know, I stopped doing laundry because.
Right.
Of
exactly.
Certain
yeah. Exactly.
I'm like,
exactly.
I don't want to see that.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And a lot of times, just like I said, you know, before, a woman can only raise a man to a certain extent.
Correct.
And
mm-hmm.
you got to hand it over.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Same
Correct.
Thing.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You know,
Correct.
And she's always going to be daddy's little girl.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Absolutely. Baby
but when,
girl.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely.
Right. But for her to have organizations like A Sister's Touch,
mm-hmm.
for me to say, you know what? I got something that I want you to take part in or be
oh,
involved
yeah.
in. You know, especially in the teenage
right.
years. So how do you handle that?
Well, I just want to piggyback off of that. Mm-hmm. Two things that I actually, as a mother raising her, my aunts would tell me, Shalitha, get ready, get ready.
Yeah.
And these were conversations that I was avoiding, right?
Mm.
Because I just wasn't ready, right?
Right?
It's one thing that when they go through puberty, that's not something that you know when it's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how you're going to handle it. You don't
mm-hmm.
know how she's going to handle it. You don't know how her friends are going to handle
right.
it. Right. So it's always about being prepared. And
right.
if you prepare them when the time does come, it's not like that they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But now that it is here, my mother has talked to me about this. I've heard this
That's
thing
right.
before.
That's right.
Right. And so with my daughter, I actually took the opportunity, prepared her a kit. And this, mm-hmm. this is how we got here.
Yeah.
Before she started middle school, because
mm-hmm.
I knew that this was going to be a time.
Mm-hmm.
I prepared her a kit. It had all her essentials, right?
That's right.
Sat down and talked to her. This is how you use this product. If in the event this is what you do, then we went through like a teach back moment, which is what we do
right,
in nursing.
Right.
If this happens, what are you going to do?
That's
because
right.
then I can see where her mindset is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then she can do a return demonstration
That's
for me.
Right.
And what actually happened is that I was at a speaking engagement
mm-hmm.
and she called me on the phone
mm-hmm.
and she was like, Mommy, it happened. And I'm like, oh,
E-M-G.
No. Like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, so wait. Do you know
right.
what to do? She was like, Mommy, I'm fine. She was with her dad. She told
there
her dad,
know.
But she knew what to do.
That's good.
And she was already prepared because
right.
of the conversation that I had already talked to her about. But
good.
Imagine a father being there. Not just like you said, you don't want to deal with that. You don't even know what to do. Where's your mama? Right. So and I felt like I didn't want to leave at that time because it was a personal, you know, a professional event. But I was also reassured and happy about the fact that what I had done to instill in her, to prepare her, she was already ready.
That's excellent.
And so, and I can think back when, you know, I cried, you know, and I was nervous and, you know, but she was ready. And I was very, 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 very pleased about that.
What are some of the things, how can we access as a man? Say, for instance, I'm a single father. Okay. Say, for instance, you have your single fathers out there and they're looking and they have daughters and they're looking to get help, especially with the hair braiding situation or the hair situation.
Yeah.
Do you have anything for that? And it's just for me.
I'm going to let you take that with Jalen.
With the hair braiding. Mm-hmm. Well, definitely. I mean, if anyone wants to reach out to us, we have a website they can go to. It's thesisterstouch.com. Now, let me make sure I clarify how to spell the sisters.
Yes.
So it's A-S-I-S-T-A-S. touch.org.
Right. You put some stank on it. You put some stank on it. Okay.
All right. All right. There's many ways you can spell sister, but that's our way.
Right.
So they definitely can reach out. We're definitely, like I said, our website. We have social media sites, which Shalitha, Dr. Shalitha Campbell runs.
Yes. Well, for us. Well, I do manage it. We're on Facebook, Instagram. Excellent. We're also on LinkedIn.
Okay.
Jaleesa does her own hair. I consult Jaleesa with natural hair. My daughter is now, you know, working on the process and the journey of doing natural hair. I don't do natural hair. That's not me because I know my skill set. So, but there are women out there who are successful at doing certain things. Right. So we would love for people to reach out to us.
Absolutely.
And however we can facilitate, you know, getting them connected with whatever it is that they need as single fathers, we'll be happy to sit in that space.
Because that's important. Yeah. Do you feel, especially here in the Bay Area, especially in Oakland, do you feel that black women run the city of Oakland?
Well, I would say not just the city of Oakland. Black women run the world.
Okay.
I mean, we're everywhere.
Just because I feel that majority of the organizations that I've witnessed are ran by
black women.
Black women.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you all come together? And will you in the future? Mm-hmm. Do you have any events coming up that you might partner with?
Definitely. Okay. I mean, our goal as a Sisters Touch is to be that buffer between an organization and young ladies to bring together different programs to showcase people's talents. We may have a forum or a discussion where someone wants to come and tell us about their career, tell us about their business. And we do have an event coming up. I'm glad you said that, Armand.
Yeah, that was
we have
right
our first big event coming up, our inaugural run walk. It is going to be held on Saturday, June 9th. It is a walk that is going to create awareness for human trafficking. That's, I'm going to turn it over to Shalitha. She's going to let you know how we kind of came about this run. And
Our motto, a Sisters Touch motto, is empowering communities through our collective strengths. And what that means is that we are trying to be that circle, that bond of getting out of silos. So to the point that you're saying that there are a lot of organizations out there that are run by some powerful sisters. And I can say that does the community really know to the depth of how successful we as sisters are, or are they hidden gems, right?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so on our journey of getting to where we are right now, as a matter of fact, how we even came to doing this inaugural event is a sister by the name of Brandlyn Payne. She works in the juvenile system, and she likes doing community charity walk runs events. And she wanted to connect with the person out there who, you know, does big events.
Right.
They were trying to collaborate on how can we create an event in our community to raise awareness? How can we actually get out there and do a walk? They came to us, presented the idea, and we ran it across the board.
There
we presented it to them. The board was like, that's phenomenal. Absolutely.
Right.
And so here we are.
That's right.
So
that's
we have now 10 organizations who we're partnering with for the event. Can I say who they are?
You better.
Catholic Charities of the East Bay, Clara's House, Alameda County Sheriff's Office, Missy, Bay War, Freedom House, the Oakland Police Department, the Heat Coalition, and the Alameda County District Attorney's Office, Ruby's Place, Love Never Fails, and Shade Movement. So the community will have an opportunity to engage with these organizations to talk about preventative and supportive services as it relates to human trafficking.
What can the KBLX listener to do? What can the KBLX listener
register.
Do? Register.
Go to our website.
Go to the website.
Which again is assistastouch.org. That's A-S-I-S-T-A-S. touch.org.
All right. Well, I want to thank you ladies for joining me this morning.
Come to Lake Merritt, Oakland.
You know, okay, just saying.
8 to 12.
All right.
Wait.
Saturday, June 9th.
Mm-hmm. Thank What's you that? For having us.
Oh,
thank you.
Not a problem. Yeah,
this we
manageable.
Appreciate this opportunity.
This is an excellent
it's
opportunity.
It's a great platform to have. Thank
for
you.
Us to come out and to be able to speak about what we're doing and to invite people to come out on 9th. So thank you.
Well, there you go. Well, you better get out there June 9th, starting at 8 a.m., Lake Merritt. All right, it does it for Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Armand, and my wonderful, amazing producer, Carlos, will have this up on the KBLX website, KBLX.com, by Monday. Well, try to at least. And I want to tell you thank you so much. And I also want to say to you, please pass on your passion. That does it for us. Have a good weekend.
Thank you for tuning in to Listen Up Bay Area with Armand. Make sure to listen next week. We are 102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay.